We are learning Mesechus Erevin, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the new Perek, the new Mishnah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. We're starting Perek Heitzad Ma'abrim, which discusses how to make a halachic city regarding Truman. But the first two blocks of the Perek is Agarata. But let's start with the Mishnah, which talks about the Hilchus of making a city, and then we'll get into the Agarata. Zok the Mishnah. Heitzad Ma'abrim Es Ha'arim. How do you make ma'abrim for the city? What does ma'abrim mean? So pasuk pshat means like an uber, like a pregnant woman. How do you have cities that have things that jut out like a pregnant woman? And the halacha is, we'll see, that you squeer out those indentations or those things that stick out. You squeer it out to make it a square city. So keitz ma'abrim es ha'arim, bayis nichnas abayis yotze. If you have the wall of the city, is not a wall, it's houses that create a wall around the city. But one house is bigger than the other one, and it juts out more or goes in more, and it's not straight. So if you have bayis nichnas bayis yotze, or if you have a wall around the city, but the wall has like these watchtowers every 50 feet, every 100 feet, so pogum nichnas pogum yotze, one of the towers are in and one of the towers are out. Or hoyusham gedudiyos gevoyos saratvachim, right outside the city there were these old walls that were 10 tefachim high. They used to be houses, but now they're destroyed. Or vikasharim, or you have bridges right outside the city. Or you have these structures over a kever that have a beis dira in it, like, you know, oil over a kever. So all these type of things are things that make, they extend the city. Now, Taisus actually speaks out that the gesharim, bridges, need a place of a beis dira, because if not, it's not called a house, a bridge. It has to be where there's a little hut for the person who collects taxes to live there. And Taisus says that the oil over a kever doesn't need a separate base dira, because usually it's made for the shomer kever, for the one who watches the cemetery, to be there. So the halacha is all these things in the Mishnah that jut out or jut in, the halacha is metzien es amida kenegdam. When you square off the city, you make a line connected that. For example, if on the east side of the city you have a structure that juts out 20 feet, you look at it ki'ilu, the whole entire side juts out 20 feet, and you make a line there and you square it out. But you make like a square tablet, in order to gain the corners. If you make it into a square tablet, that's how you'll gain the corners. Like Rashi speaks out, it's not always a square city. A lot of times the city is rectangular. It just means you have to make the city with corners. It could be a rectangle, it could be a square. And by doing that, you gain the corners. When you make the 2,000 amas around it, you gain the corners. So the city always has to be square. So if the city is jagged, what you do is you make a straight line connecting it, and you make it straight. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Keitzad ma'abrim es ha'arim. How do you make the cities bigger? If there's something sticking out, you square it out. You make a line, and you look at ki'ilu, the whole city goes out as far as that one house. And you make it into a square, and that's how you extend the city. Zok the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara was the start of the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Rav Shmuel, there's Mechlekes Rav Shmuel about a Loshim. In our Mishnah, it says, Ketzah Ma'abrim with the Ayin. But Rav Shmuel have Mechlekes had a big Gerus our Mishnah. Chatoni Ma'abrim with the Ayin. Ketzah Ma'abrim with the Ayin. Vechatoni Ma'abrim with the Aleph. What's the difference? So Gemara says it means the same thing, but the shaila is what's the mashal, what's the example? It means the same thing, which means we're extending the city. The shaila is what's the example of that? Manatoni ma'abrim with an aleph. It stands for aver. It means like little limbs. As how do you make a city have limbs? So if it sticks out, that's like a limb, and you square it out. Manatoni ma'abrim is kiisha ubra, like a pregnant lady. So where it sticks out, that's where the city sticks out, like a pregnant lady. But either way, it means case ma'abrim is ara, means how do you make the cities bigger? If something juts out, either like an aver or like an isha ubra, you square it out. Once we mentioned the machlokes in the lashon, if it's ma'avrim with the ayin, ma'avrim aleph, we'll bring other machlokes from Rav Shmuel when it comes to pshat and sukkim. It says in the pasuk that Avram Avinu buried Sarah in Ma'oros HaMachpelah, in the double ma'orah. What does Ma'oros HaMachpelah mean? So it's a machlokes. Rav Shmuel, chad amah shnei batim zeh lefnim mizeh. This cave was shaped like two rooms or two houses, one in front of the other one. It means to get into the back house, you have to go through the front house. So it was two houses lined up one after another. If you have a Gemara, look at the picture, and the Gemara has a picture. Abayis Prim is that, that's what Maris Achvela means. V'chadam Abayis Ol Yagabav. It means a house with a second floor. So it's like a Ma'ara on top of a Ma'ara. That's what Maris Achvela means. So Maris says, Bishlo Mandi Amar Zal Gavza. If you learn, like Mandi Amar says, that it's a floor on top of another floor, Haina Machpela. We understand the Losh of Machpela means double. That's called double. When it's one on top of another, it's called a double thing. That's not called double. When you have one room into another room, that's not called machpelah, that's called double. It's called two rooms side by side. So why is it called machpelah? And for the Gemara, shekfula bezugais, because it has a lot of multiple peers of people buried there. That's why it's called machpelah. And who's buried there? The Gemara doesn't say in a second. Because it says in the Pasuk that the place where machpelah was called Kiryas. Marmer Kiryas Arba. Why is it called Kiryas Arba? The city of four. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kiryas Kiryas Arba Zugais. It's the city of the four peers that were buried there. What are the four peers? Adam v'Chava, it's one. Avram v'Sara, Yitzchak v'Rivka, and Yaakov v'Leah. These four peers were buried there, and therefore it's called Kiryas Arba. And according to one of the Mandiyamim, that's what it's called Machpelah, because Kula v'Zugais has a lot of peers there. So we already have two machlekes in Rav Shmuel. One's about Ma'abrim, and the other one's about Maris Machpelah. The third machlekes says in the Pasuk, Avraham Avinu went to a war against the Malachim. So it says in that parasha of the Malachim, the kings, Vayhiv me'am Raphael, Melech Shinar. So we know Amraphel was Nimrod. But the question is, what was his real name? Nimrod or Amraphel? Rav Shmuel, Chadam Nimrod Shmai, his real name is Nimrod. V'lom Nikra Shmai Amraphel. Why do we call him in the Pasuk Amraphel? Sha'omar Vehipil Lavram Avinu B'Soich Kivshon Ha'esh. Because he commanded his army to throw Avram Avinu into the fire. So Omar Vehipil, told them to throw him in. That's Lashon Amraphel. Really, the name is Nimrod. They call him Amraphel, I'll shame the Nase of Kivshon Ha'esh. V'chadam Amraphel, so my real name is Amraphel. V'lam Nekshon Nimrod, Shehimrit is Kolo Olam Kulei Olav Machusai. He was married the whole world on himself with his kingship. And Rashi says, Allah means klapi maila. It means he was himrid the whole world against the Kodesh Baruch. That's why it's called Nimrod. Real name was Amraphel, but Nimrod, I'll shame what he did. He was himrid the whole world connected to Kodesh Baruch. Vayokam al Chodesh Amitzrayim, we have our fourth machlekes Rav Shmuel. It says in the Pasuk, reading in Parashat Shemois, that Vayokam al Chodesh Amitzrayim, asher lo yodah es Yosef, and they started making the Klal Yisrael work and the Sheba in Mitzrayim. So it says a new king came up in Mitzrayim, didn't know Yosef. So Rav Shmuel, Chal Mechadosh Mam, which means Taka was a new king, a new parai. V'chadom v'shem is Chashu Gzeres, the same person, just he changed his Gzeres. So Ma'adam Mechadosh Mam is, how does he know that? The Ksev Chadosh, she says no, new means no. U'ma'adam v'shem is Chashu Gzeres, of Loik Ksev Ayom, it doesn't say anyone died, v'yim loich, and some similar tachtov, a new person was the yim loich tachtov, so it doesn't sound like someone died. So the Gemara says, "L'madim aschachuk zayosav haksev shloyada zayosav." Bishlam is a new king. You can say he didn't know Yosef. He's a new king, came in from a new city. He didn't know Yosef. But if it's the same king, just because he had new Xerius, he didn't know Yosef. Haksev shloyada zayosav. What does it mean? He didn't know Yosef. Yosef was his Mishnah Lamelech, was his vice president for years. So the Gemara, "My ashloyada zayosav." To have a dummy command Yosef cloud. It was like he didn't know Yosef. He started doing Mishabed with Klal Yisrael, and he made believe he didn't know who Yosef was, how much Yosef did for Mitzrayim. He ignored the whole idea. That's what means Ashlo Yoda as Yosef. So to Gemara Vayta, once you mentioned Vesalagata, I'm going to go into now members of Rabbi Yechanan. And the simon for the five members of Rabbi Yechanan are Shemayna Esrei, Vishneim Asar, Lamadnu, and Bedoiroi, and Liben. Om Rav Yechanan, I changed the words because you see in the Gemara that you have to change the words, the last two. Om Rav Yechanan, Yud Ches Yom Gedalti Ezer Eishia Beribi. There was a big Godel Adar name is Rav Eishia Beribi. Beribi always means Adam Godel Adar, like Rashi says. It's called Beribi. So Rav Eishia Beribi, he was the Godel Adar. Rav Yechanan went to learn by him for 18 days. L'Lamati Emenu, 18 days, only learned one thing. El'Dova Echav Mishraseinu. The only thing I learned in 18 days was that when you learn our Mishnah, Ketzah Ma'abrim, it's with an Aleph, not with the Ayin. Ainy, that's what Rav Yechanan learned. In 18 days, all he learned was this one thing. Rav Yechanan said about his time, those 18 days that he spent by the God of Adar, he says, Rabbi Shai Rebbe had 12 Talmidim. V'yudches yom gedalt b'neim, and for 18 days I grew up there, I learned there. V'lamadatin, I learned leiv kol echad ve'echad. I learned everyone's heart. Rashi means how sharp they were. I was able to tell how sharp each of these 12 Talmidim were. V'chachmas kol echad ve'echad. And I was able to ascertain the chachma of each one, how much they are smarter than me and smarter than each other. So what do you see? He spent the 18 days, this one's time 18 days, he got to know them very, very, very well. So we said all he learned was Ketzem Abram. So the Gemara, he learned how smart and how sharp the Talmidim were. But Gemara lo Gemara, but Gemara he didn't learn over there from Rabbi Ishaya. That's one terms. He learned from the Talmidim a lot, but from the Rebbe himself, or Ishaya himself, he didn't learn anything besides that one Mishnah. In the Mishnayis, he only learned one thing, Ketzim Avim Aleph. But Rashi says he learned a lot of Brises and Gemaras, that he learned a lot of. He just didn't learn in our Mishnah more than one thing. So that's really the first two Simanim of Rabbi Yechanan. Shmoin Esrei, which is the 18 days, and Shnei Nevas is the Yud Beis Talmidim. Now comes the third Mem. Rabbi Yechanan, Shini Loim Dim Taira Itzor Rabbi Shaya Beribi, Hoyu Yoishvim Arba'a Arba'a Ba'am. Here we don't have a simon for this. When I was learning Taira Rabbi Shaya Beribi, we were so packed in, we sat four people per Amma. No social distancing, learned four per people per Amma. Amma is approximately the most cool thing. It's 2 feet. In 2 feet, four Talmidim sat. Amma Rebbe, that's not a big deal. Amma Rebbe, I'll tell you more. Because Yinu Lein Torah Zerav Lazer and Shamua, Hayinu Yeshvim Shisha Shisha Shavama. We learned Torah Rav Lazer and Shamua, the Tana Rav Lazer and Shamua. We sat 6 people per Amma. We Amma stuffed in it. But Amma Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shaya Beribi Bedoiroi, Rabbi Shaya Beribi in his generation, Kramei Bedoiroi, was the same level as Rameir in his generation. And what's similar about both of them? My Rebbe Meir v'Doyroi lo yachlu achaver of lamra sev daita. Just like Rami in his dar, they couldn't understand him. Like we learned before in the Gemara Daf Yigimel Mabez, that he's able to say on Tamei Tar and show and explain it, or say the opposite and explain it. And they didn't know exactly what a shita was. He could explain anything. Like Rami, we know is a god of dar, but he didn't pass like him because lo yachlu achaver lamra sev daita. And same thing with Rabbi Shai also. In his dar, no one can understand him. Rabbi Shai also, the people could not be yared to his das. The hearts of the earlier Gedolim was as wide as the Ulam, which was 40 amas wide. It was huge, very open, they understood everything. The ones who later, like the Hechel, only 10 amas wide. I said 40, it's 20 amas wide the Ulam and 10 amas wide the Hechel. But Onu, what are we like? You know how big our hole is? Those holes are 20 amas or 10 amas. But us, Kimloy Nekev Machat Sidkis, we're like a needle that you use to sew when you want to repair clothing. The point of that needle, it makes a little hole. That's how big our hole is. That's how tiny it is. Who are the Rishonim? Rishonim is Rabbi Kiva. Who are the Achronim? Lezer ben Shemua. Iged Amri, Rishonim is Lezer ben Shemua, and Achronim is Rabbi Shai Beribi. We're like a tiny hole. Compared to them, how much they understood and we understand, it's a billion times more. Imagine 20 amas times this little dot. When it comes to Gemara, to understand the Gemara, it's like when you try to put a peg into a hole in the wall and it doesn't really fit, and you try to stick it in there. So it fits in like Bedoichik, that's how we understand Gemara. We understand it a little bit, but we have to work really hard and we really understand it after that. Rav gives a different mashal. Rabba Vanan ki etzbasu bekiru l'svara. When it comes to svara, we're like when we touch hard wax, like a little bit of wax gets on your finger, maybe a tiny bit, a little oil. That's about it. That's what it chapim svara. But Rav Ashi says we're very good at something else. Amar Rav Ashi, Anan ki etzbasu bebiru l'shicha. Just like it's very easy to put a finger into a barrel, you know, no problem, get it right in the barrel. When it comes to forgetting learning, we're like that. We forget very easily. We're very good at that. That we're good at. Zokta maravaita. It was very nicker, very recognizable in those days that the Bnei Yehuda, there was two parts of Israel, the Bnei Gol, which is in the north, and Bnei Yehuda, which is in the south. And the Bnei Yehuda, they retained the learning much more. And the question was why? They were trying to wonder, what do they do right? Why did they retain learning more? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Bnei Yehuda shekpidu al shayin amaskayim v'toras v'yadam. Bnei Yehuda, that they talked in a fine manner, in a clear way, the Torah was maskayim by them. Bnei Galush lo yekpidu al shayin, they didn't talk in a clear way. Like we'll see these examples, Amar Beis, they didn't talk so clearly. Lo yekpidu al shayin v'yadam. The Torah was not maskayim v'yadam. Freite Gemara, who cares how they talk? I'm saying it's very nice when they talk. We're talking about Mil Da'amah, like we see Amar Beis. So they talk very clearly. But Midrik Bnei Tali Milsa, is Torah telling how you talk? Ella, the Gemara says a little different. Yehuda daik ilishni. Yehuda, when they learned, they were very medayik in the lashon of the learning, and therefore they were able to give simanim to it. Masnachi lahu simana, and they gave simanim to remember. They gave simanim to remember. It's very important. Like we learned in Gemara in Shabbos, daf kuf dalad. Kuf dalad is a remez for the word code. And kuf dalad says the darshan is the aleph base. It comes to samach ayin and it says that you should make simanim. Simanim asay. That's what samach ayin stands for. It's very important to make simanim to remember your learning, especially those days where they didn't have, the Gemara was not written down, Torah Shavah Peh was not written down. So they had to make simanim. So, umisnach l'simanim, since they had a very clear way of saying over learning, so they could give simanim. Eskayim v'taras v'yadim, so they remembered the Torah. They galled loy daik elishtei, they didn't speak so clearly, they didn't learn the Torah so clearly, the Torah was not mesudah for them so clear. Umisnach l'simanim, they couldn't give simanim. Eskayim v'taras v'yadim, the Torah was not meskayim by them. So that's one pshat why Bnei Yehuda remember better. Another reason why Bnei Yehuda remember better. Bnei Yehuda gamru mechad rabbi, learned from one rebbe. So it was, they learned from one rebbe the whole time. So they got his mahalach as easy to remember it. The sky talks about the other. They learned from one rebbe, learned from different rabbeim. So every rebbe had a different way of talking, a different way of saying it over, and therefore it was much harder to remember. Loin the sky to rasam biyadim. And a third chilek why they remembered better. Ravina Amar Bnei Yehuda the galu masechta Bnei Yehuda that. So two pshatim the Golem Masechta. Either means they taught it to other people. When you teach something to other people, you get it clear. Or it means that Golem Masechta means they were megala. They went very be'in into the sugya, and they got it very clear. So they remembered it better. The Golem Masechta came to Rasha Biyadam. When they go the Golem Masechta, they didn't teach to others, or they didn't learn so be'in. Loynis came to Rasha Biyadam. They were not mekayim. The Torah was not mekayim Biyadam. So we have three pshatim. Why in the sky of Torah Bnei Yehuda more than Gol? First of all, because since they say it over clearly, they have simanim. That's number one. Or they learn from one rabbi. That's number two. Or Golu Masechta, which has two pshatim, and that either means they teach it to other people or they learn more bein. And the Gemara gives an example to two kings of our kings that has the idea. David Golu Masechta. David either taught to other people or learned it very well. Shaul loy galim esechta, but Shaul did not have his mile of galim esechta. David the galim esechta, because it says about David, Yireecha yiruni v'yismachum. The people who fear me will see me and be happy. Why? Because they're always paskin like me. David halacha k'maisa always, like the Gemara Bracha says that he was a geir b'tayra and he's meirei hara, and he used to ask me by shaylus that I do a good, and therefore we always paskin like David. He worked very hard on his learning. Shaul the Golem Masechta Ksivbe, it says in the pasuk v'chol asher yifne yarshia, anything you turn to yarshia, which means like Rashi says lo yezeich laharis kalacha, it wasn't lahalacha because Shaul wasn't Golem Masechta. V'am Rav Yechon amenayin shemachal akaris baruch lois oven. How do you know that Karis Baruch was meichel Shaul on that oven? Which oven? Shaul Amelech was choshes that the city of Noiv, which was full of kahanim, that they were helping out David HaMelech, and therefore he killed out the whole city. He held they were murdered by Malchus. And it was a taina on him that he killed the whole Noiv Ira Kahanim. But Hashem was Meichel on the oven. How we know? Shnema, it says, when Shaul HaMelech brought up Shmuel with the Balas Oiv, there's a story where Shaul wanted to know if he's going to win the war, and the Urim and Tum was not talking to him, so he went to Oiv, which is a Kishon Ma'acha, and brought up Shaul from the dead. And Shaul told him there that you're going to win the war, but you're going to die, you and your kids. And it says, Shnema, Mocha Ato Abincha Imi, you'll be with me. And we make a drasha, Imi Mechatasi, together with me in Olam Haba. So you see that Shaul was Nimchal on that Avera, on the Avera of Noiv Ira Kanim.